Suppose they brought any eggs or something?
Well, I suppose that's what happens, you know, and because all the different ones in the family, my sons were in the army, and my oldest son's wife was with him for a while, and then she came back and stayed with us and had her clothes in the closet with ours, and the first thing we knew. And then the boys, of course, had left their clothes here, their civilian clothes. Boy, the ma's gone into everything. Never had such a time. But I think I've gotten rid of them finally.
Does this house have space between the ceiling here and the upper part? Mm-hmm. What do you call that space?
Loft.
This is the loft or the attic.
Attic, loft.
It isn't truly an attic because an attic was a place that you could go up into.
In there. It's an loft. And this, yes, you always go with it.
A loft.
How would you get into an attic?
Well, they had staircase going up.
They stored everything there. Didn't have any use for it.
The attic was the storage place in the older homes.
That's what it is at my house. It's over the garage and everything goes up there. Dogs, cats, little kids, chairs, baby cribs.
You lose everything that you forget where they are and never find them again. Those kind of places.
When did you get those things to cover your windows? The things that you could pull down?
Shade.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh, they had them when I was a kid, didn't they?
Yes, we had shades, window shades, before we had could afford curtains.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure.
Yeah, you had window shades, didn't you? Wasn't any curtains when we were kids.
What do you call old worthless things? Maybe they're not good enough to keep, but too good to throw away.
Well, there are millions of that everywhere.
Those are the things that
everybody junk, I guess you'd be a good name for it.
That explains my possession.
I say junk, I have not, is the best name you could give it.
Do you have any special place to keep that?
If you go out here and look at our back porch, you think. Go out there and look at that back porch. I bet you there's a ton of papers out there. Paper sacks.
No.
Books.
There's paper, old books and old magazines that I've been saving for the Lions Club, but I never get anybody to come pick them up.
My daughter come up here and come down here one time from up at Mustang. She lives up there and she loaded the car and the trailer full and she said she had a ton and then she didn't get near all of it.
Well, all and every once in a while we have paper drives that we can donate that to, mm-hmm. you know, that does somebody some good. Mm-hmm. I'm Scotch, you know, so I don't throw away anything. It's got to be saved.
What do you do around here in the morning? Let's say after you cook breakfast and wash the dishes.
Well, after you cook breakfast and wash dishes here, you haven't got very much morning left. We milk a cow and I have skim milk and strain milk and wash milk.
What do you do with the house?
Oh, I usually go over it with the vacuum cleaner and dust.
What do you call that? The sweeping and dusting?
Sweeping and dusting. Usually after I get through in the summertime, after I get through with the kitchen work, I go to the garden and work out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you may think that wouldn't take your time, but when you go out and pick peas or green beans or something like that and bring in the can.
Well, I go out and gather buds from mine.
By 11 o'clock. You can get back to the house and then get started on your canning, so your tomatoes and everything has to be picked. So you never run out of a job on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's always something
you can quit, but you can't.
When did you sweep?